all things dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. Today we're talking about the best new dairy products of 2012. Joining me today is Aman Singh, executive vice president of Karima's. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Karima's received an Editor's Choice Award in Dairy Foods Best New Dairy Products of 2012 for Kulfi. Kulfi, spelled K-U-L-F-I, is a frozen dessert made with milk. Karima's also won a Grand Championship Award from the Wisconsin Dairy Products Association last year. Aman, tell me more about Kulfi. What is it, and what's it made with, and where do you make it?
Well, Jim, Karima's Kulfi, and Kulfi in general, is the Indian version of ice cream. You could almost say it was the predecessor to what we call ice cream in our country here in the United States. An ingredient is basically cooked down half and half milk, slow simmered for several hours until it's at the right consistency and thickness. And then all that we add to it is our natural flavoring and cane sugar to the mix and poured into molds. And that is what becomes Kulfi once it's frozen into a pop form. So it's a very basic style of ice cream or dairy product, I guess. It's not categorically ice cream because it doesn't go through a batch freezer and it's not made with a dairy mix of sorts. There are no eggs, no stabilizers, no gums. It's a completely natural product made in the same old-fashioned way that it's always been made. We haven't really taken any shortcuts or changed the process other than just scale it up.
Okay. You have a facility in Dallas, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And you talked about the the formats. Is it on a stick or is it in a bar or some of both?
So it can be kind of both. The density of the product makes it more palatable in a kind of a novelty form. So it can be served on a stick like an ice cream pop, or it can also be stick without the stick and served on a plate right out of the mold and just cut and garnished with sorts of fruits or any kind of topping you like to complement it. And that's typically how it's served and how it's eaten. And because it contains no air, it's very solid and dense and rich. So therefore, it's not something that you could scoop out of a container because of its density.
Okay. Yeah, I've tried some. It's very good. Tell me about some of the flavors it's available in.
Our main popular flavors right now that's in the market are pistachio almond, mango, and malai. Malai is basically a cream-based cream flavor, only flavored with fresh ground cardamom.
Okay. Who's the target audience? Who's buying Kulfi?
You know, our target audience, you know, we've been trying to look at that for over the last year, and just basically anybody that loves ice cream and dairy products is our target audience. I mean, what we've found is because of the nature of our product, it is by nature lower in calories, lower in fat, lower in sugar than your standard 14% mix ice creams. So it definitely is more appealing to those folks who are looking to be a little more health conscious out there. But at the same time, it doesn't taste any less indulgent than any of your premium brand ice creams. So therefore, anybody who really loves ice cream or dairy desserts, for that matter, is the target for this product.
Okay. Is it similar to gelato?
It's similar in gelato in the sense of it's butter fat and it's kind of a creamy texture, but it's a whole category other than any other dairy dessert out there. Kulfi is actually its own category completely. So what we're really bringing to the market right now, we're comparing it to ice cream. We're saying it's ice cream of India, but in actuality, Kulfi in and of itself is its own category. And when in order for us to get that idea across, we've kind of branded our product with the tagline, what ice cream should be. You know, it's something that is just as indulgent, just as delicious, just as creamy as what ice cream is, but a whole nother level more.
Okay. You're selling it in ethnic markets and then also mainstream supermarkets too, aren't you?
That's correct. Yeah, we initially started the business by launching our product into the niche ethnic markets in and around the Dallas-Fort Worth area here in Texas. And it was something that was very familiar to the who are interested in that, as well as H-E-B, which is a Texas brand supermarket, very loyal shoppers at H-E-B, as well as recently we've expanded into a couple of buildings in the Costco stores that are located in the Bay Area. So we are beginning to expand within those stores as well, and it's gotten a really great response from them. And there's also a handful of gourmet stores out there in the Northeast and New York and in Brooklyn that are starting to carry our product as well.
Has that surprised you, the popularity and acceptance across the country?
You know, what wasn't so surprising that people would like this product. I think what was really surprising to us was that the same flavors that were popular in the Indian markets, where you have a population of folks that are used to these tastes and are more nostalgic of these tastes, but even these flavors like the pistachio almond, the mango, the malai, those have really translated well over into the mainstream markets as too. We're finding them to be just as popular in those mainstream markets as they are in the niche ethnic markets. And the vanilla chocolate strawberry that we sell as well are there, and they're popular as well, but they're not as popular as the main quote-unquote Indian flavors.
Okay. I follow you on Facebook. Tell me how Carina's engages its followers.
Well, what we try to do is we try to, you know, keep our folks interested by putting things out there that we think would be interest to our audience. And, you know, it doesn't necessarily always have to do with ice cream, you know. It's just, you know, kind of keeping in touch with folks, gauging them in a way that would garner a response, just to see and feel what it is that they think and like. And that's kind of, it's more of a casual interaction with our customer base. You know, we want to let our folks know that we're real people behind this company, and that, you know, we think about the same things that they do. So every now and then, you know, we put like a little, you know, posting up there that might talk about, you know, how to deal with the day, you know, and then tie it into Carina somehow by saying, well, you know, take a break from your hard day at work, you know, have a little Kulfi break, you know, have a little Kulfi snack, or, you know, just engaging with our folks to get feedback, you know, tell us what your favorite flavor is, tell us how you discovered Carina's, you know, so those kinds of things, you know, we want to engage and interact with our Facebook audience out there.
Yeah, I think you have a really strong personality and a sense of humor, too.
Thank you. Yeah, we try to keep it light. You know, you're making ice cream at the end of the day. You're making dairy desserts. You know, we shouldn't take ourselves too seriously.
That's right. So what can we look forward to this year from Carina's, whether it's flavors or formats or new markets?
Well, we're hoping to continue to expand. I mean, I think we're going to maintain the flavor profiles that we have right now. They're doing well. We do have some things in the works, but I don't believe they will be launched this year. Perhaps maybe 2014 is when we would see some newer product lines coming out. But for this year, our goal is to continue to just kind of create more awareness and generate more exposure for us in expanding into different markets, into the U.S., as more and more people discover Carina's and discover Kulfi and how delicious it is, and also it's a healthier way to eat, you know, dairy desserts. You can indulge, and you don't have to feel guilt about it. We always like to say indulge without guilt.
Well, I certainly can't argue with that. Aman, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Jim, for having me. It's a pleasure talking to you.
You've been listening to Aman Singh of Carina's. That's it for this edition of All Things Dairy. Thanks for listening.